We're up to the Bir Halacha in the Ois Nun Kfufa. Hiniach HaPrima Godim B'tzorech Iyan. This is referring to the fact that the Reish of a Nun is meant to be over Mishnei Tzadim like a Zayin, and if it's like a Vav, only on the left, protruding, the Prima Godim leaves it as a Tzorech Iyan as to whether we can call such a Nun kosher or not. Says the Bir Halacha. V'chochem Echad Michach Me'azman. A contemporary Talmud Chacham, Hevi Raya L'Divrei HaMachshirim B'zeh, Mehadam Rinam B'Shabbos Kofdalad Amud Beis. He wants to bring a Raya to those that are Mekel on this Shaila, based on the Gemara. Niskavin Lichtei Vais Achas. The Gemara says that if you meant to write one letter, V'olu B'yodei Shtayim, and you came up with two letters, Chayev, you are going to be Chayev for Ksiva on Shabbos, which requires writing two letters. So Leferish Rabbeinu Chananel, according to Rabbeinu Chananel's Pshat, this is referring to a test. How so? The Neskamin Lichtav test, you meant to write a test, which is one letter, and the base you did not connect to the left side. Where he says it wasn't attached to the right side. So since it wasn't attached to the left side, the Nas and Nun Zayin, so now instead of one letter, a test showing up, you have two letters, a Nun and a Zayin. And if you're going to say that it's Ma'akiv Afilu B'Di'evid, the Ain't a Love Shame Nun Klal, that it's not called a Nun at all, if it's like a Vav and not like a Zayin, Amai Chayev Bazeh B'Shabbos Shtayim. Why would you be Chayev on Shabbos? Haloi Hanun Shebetes Zeh Mistama Asau Kishar Tes. Mistama, this quote-unquote Nun of the right side of the test, was made like a regular test. Shein Mamshichin Savar Hanun Kiyem Mitzidai V'Lai Yimeyem Tzai. Where the test hooks to the left, but there's no protrusion on the right. So L'chayra, you see from here clearly that a Nun that only protrudes to the left and not as well to the right is also going to be called a Nun. Says the Bir Halacha, I think we can knock off this Raya. According to the Maskana of the Gemara, that makes the Maskana, Hadabai Ziyuni, yeah, that this is when you need Ziyunim, this is when you don't need Ziyunim. See the Gemara over there, Al Karchachan Umuchrachim Loimar, Da Braisa Zu Mairi Da Osala Hates Hanun Sheba Zoku Flamala Vegam Mizuyan. It must be that the Nun of this test in the Gemara must be straight, in other words, not hooked down, and it must also have tagim with the Lekamashar Tessin. So you see that it's not like other tests, the Tsrichalias Hanun Sheba Beloizion, where the right side of the test obviously has no tag him, v'gam kof of ma'at l'toichan, it's also bent downward, k'mo de maski ha'poiskim. Im kein ucha loimer, gam kein de mairi, sh'osal ha'nun shebetes, ha'moshach me'am tzeroishe, k'mo nun mamish, v'loi k'shar tes. So if we already see that in those two ways, the nun of the tes is abnormal, so maybe it's abnormal in the sense that it protrudes to the right as well. U'l'hachi chayev gam mishun nun sheboy, and therefore, one will be chayev for producing two letters, the right of which is a nun. Well, the inyan tikkun lenun kfufa she'asa roshe ketzuras vav, regarding the possibility of fixing the nun kfufa, which was made like a tzuras vav, ayin b'mashak asavnu b'fnim d'mahani tikkun afilu b'tfilin u'mezuzis. Take a look at what we wrote, that this can be fixed even in tfilin u'mezuzis. T'l'shayach b'zeh chak teiches, because this will not be called chak teiches. Kevin the ein miskasher al yidei greiru l'chud, since you're not machshering, you're not being machshered just by way of greirav, v'loishayach b'zeh shalok esidron, and you're also not being machshered, you know, it's not a problem of shalok esidron, the tzuras ala amikri, because it already has the tzura, so you're not creating a new tzura, da'akol mergolim benun kazeh, because everyone is used to seeing such a nun, therefore, there's no problem to fix it, v'aminallah, and v'aminallah mehada gazav prima godim ba'ois chaf pshuta, Shasoy lamala meruba, da filu la paiskim a paislam de spirulu, de ain lachalik ben apshutala, kfufa filu bidi evid, maidu de mahani I suffers dioi, la soise agula, a filu bitfilinu mezuzis. We see this concept as well by the chaf pshuta, because by the chaf pshuta, it's meant to be round, and yet we see that if you make it square, it can still be fixed in tefillin and mezuzos, and there's not going to be a problem. Ve'im b'zeh mishum shalayka sidron, tetzurasa aleha mikri, because again, we see that it has the overall tzura. In other words, it's recognized as a chaf, ta'kol mergolim b'chaf and keilu, because people are accustomed to seeing a chaf pshuta that has a square back on top. Imkein poshet ha'chinami b'nun kfufa m'mela, it's obvious that the same would apply to a nun kfufa, the mahani tikkun, that it's something that can be fixed. Kevin da afilu beloy tikkun namia kol karenos a nun, since even without fixing it, everybody recognizes it as a nun. Ube'emes kal v'chaymer hu hachame hasam. And l'chayre, it comes out a kal v'chaymer. D'chsham masha kof kfufa tzricha liyos agula, because over there by the kof kfufa, this that it has to be agula, gemara mefuresh siva shabbos kuf gimel amud beis vi lav hachi ein tmunas aleh. And if the chaf kufa is not going to be round, it's mamash hashini tzura. Vim kein la paiskim the sphere lo dafilo b'chaf pshuta shasai miru b'leish lifsoil. And therefore, according to the paiskim that hold, that if you make a chaf pshuta miruba, it's going to be pasala filo b'diyeved ein lachalik b'atmuna ben kufa l'pshuta. Of the tzurasa, the su ein shem chafala. So come out that a chaf pshuta, that square, is going to be pasal, because mamash shini tzura, because it has to be the same as a chaf kfufa, which is a shini tzura if it's squared. Vafilu hachi, and nevertheless we find regarding a chaf pshuta that square, because of a prima gadim de mahani tikun, that it can be fixed, the mikri adayin tzurasa aleha, that it is called tzurasa aleha. Kevin da kol murgalim mekav and keilu, since everybody recognizes it as a chav. Vim kein kol she kein binyoneinu. When meila avada, in our case, da filo benun pshuta shech mir aran, even in the case of a nun pshuta, where the ran says that if you make it like a vav instead of a zayin, it's going to be possible, al kol panam ein lanu mekar mea gemara deloim lahani tikun, v'masai lamala katsuras vav, because we don't have any mocker to say that it's not going to be fixable. Alachas kama v'kama da ein lanu lahachmir b'tzuras nun kfufa. How much more so can we not be machmir by a nun kfufa that's like a vav? V'masai lamala katsuras vav deloi lishani tikon kainir ali pashut. So Mamela, he seems to be saying very clearly that you definitely can fix the nun kfufa that's like a vav instead of a zayin. Masha kasadnu sheigrak tzas, this that we said, that you should scrape a little from the left of the extreme left of the rosh. The reason is, the migra harbe yabe tmunos, because if you take off too much, it's just going to be a straight line, and it's going to be a shine tzuruk. Sheyetakin acharkach, yebazah shalik a sidron, and then you're going to get into a shayla of shalik a sidron if you're going to want to fix it. Masha kasavnu viacharkach yosef alav diyoy, this that we said, that afterwards you should add on diyoy to the right of the protruding to the right. The miyase behefech, the reason I said that is because if you would first make the gag extended to the right, then it's going to come out that it's going to be very, very wide. And then because it's going to have a very wide head, that's called that it's a shini tzura, the ina kor mugalan bezet, and people are not used to that funny tzura, and it's not going to help afterwards to erase from the left, because then you can get into a shayla of shalikas idron or chaktoiches v'da'oid. Tiladasa prima godim de mochas l'tarvayu b'chada masa, according to the prima godim, that he brings both of these together, afilu inim b'di'evet, that it's mashma, that he holds that it's a problem even b'di'evet, alma de sfirilei, de ein l'chalik bein pshuta l'kfufa. It's mashma from him that both the pshuta and the kfufa would be a psul. Kevan de shneim shneim nun aleyan, since both of them still have a nun, maybe you would be able to fix it. V'teda de v'chaf pshuta shasoy meruba nami mitzad de kapayskim de sfirilu afilu b'diyevet pasal, and nevertheless he says that you could fix that. Im kein ledvar v'yesh nami leimer kai gavna v'mem psuchim asoy lamata gam kein agula, would come out that since he's passeling these things at least l'chatchila, so by a mem psucha, if you make it round on the bottom, right, the yesh l'pasal afilu b'diyevet mitamzeh, come out according to this prima godim that it should be a psul. Kevan de shneim, shei mem aleim, because both of them have a shame mem, the mem psucha and the mem stuma, but mem stuma vaday puzzle. And if you're going to make a mem stuma with the bottom right side round, a vada, that's going to be a psul. The have bichlal mem in samchen, because that's going to be like a mem that looks like a samach. Im kein hachinami b'psucha, memela, the din automatically would follow by a psucha as well, that would be a psul if the bottom right side was round. V'tzarachiyin ladina, however, it's a shtickel of tzarachiyin. V'tikun mahani b'zeh afilo b'tfilin u'mezuzas. But to fix it is no problem. The b'lav hachigam ken adayin ikr tzuras aleh, because again, we have the same yesod that ultimately it still has the tzuras ois on it. Says the Mishnah, say from tzuras ois nun pshuta tzara tzurasa k'moy zayin. A nun pshuta is like a zayin. U'shloisha tagin al roisha with three tagim. Ach shehi aruka kashir shetahiruya layosis nun kfufa im tichfena. And it should be long enough that if you curl up the bottom, you could be able to make it into a nun kfufa. The hainu loipochas me'arba kolmasin im gaga, meaning it should be a minimum of four kolmasin with the gag, meaning that the regal comes down three kolmasin, two of which are for the tzavar, and one would be for the moishav. Imasok tzara, and if you made your nun pshuta short, meaning not a full three kolmasin coming down, marin latinaik lechachem leitipish, then it's a shelas tinaik. Vimkar a zayin, if he calls it a zayin psula, it's going to be possible. Vimashach, period. Vimashach akav ha'orach mikzei roishav asoik tzuras vavaruka. What if you make it like a vav and not like a zayin, right? Which we just discussed in the previous bir halacha. A prima gadol miniach b'tzarach iyonach shara achreinim shara efraim v'gan hamelech l'david emes skimu b'zeh lifsoil. They say that it's a psul. However, as we saw in the bir halacha, l'chayra, you still would be able to fix it, at least according to the prima gadol. V'moshach hakav ha'orech mikzei roish v'asoa k'tzuras vav haruka. Yeah, that's what we just saw. Says the Mishnah Seifrim Ois Samach. Ois Samach Tia Gaga Lamala Aruka. The gag of the Samach should be wide. The Hainu Shetei Gaga Shavah Lechatchila. It should be flat as well. In other words, it should be straight. It shouldn't be curved. Ulamata Moishava Kotzer, and on the Banim, the Moishav of the Samach should be, relatively speaking, short. Kitzrichali Esagula Mishloisha Zaviyasa, because we want it to be round on all three sides, in other words, except for the top left. Dehainu lamala mitzad yamin ulamata mishnei tzada, meaning it should be round on the top right and on the bottom on both sides. V'yistay moysa lagamri, it should be completely airtight and sealed. The gaga lamala ye lechatchila ayver lechutz letzad smoil kashir gag havav, and it should protrude to the left as much as the gag of a vav on top.